Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing the Antioch Declaration and Doug Wilson's reason for its existence. Now, spoiler alert, it's not a good reason. And as an additional spoiler alert, it's not based in theology. It's not based on a threat to the church. And we're going to dive into his reason for it. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description, as well as our free newsletter. You should check that out. Christian news in your inbox each and every day. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. And also check out Winning Not Winsome is my book, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. Now, I've talked about the Antioch Declaration in the last video, and that this declaration just violates most of what I write in the book. I have several chapters at this the 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, as I call them, that the Antioch Declaration just flagrantly violates. So that's the long and short of it. So you should check out the book as well. So this is an interview that Doug Wilson gave. He also did a softball interview on Cross Politic, and I wrote about that at Evangelical Dark Web. So you should, again, subscribe to the newsletter so you don't miss that. And in that article, I talked about the sycophancy that surrounds the Moscow mood. And I'm not saying everyone there is a sycophant. Like, Joe Rigney is definitely not a sycophant. Like, this guy built a platform independently of Doug Wilson. And I'm going to call out Chocolate Knox. Like, that guy's a real one. He's a real one. So, he seems to be the biggest critical thinker on Cross Politic. And he asked Doug Wilson, you know, why wasn't a private matter between Tobias Reimenschneider and Joel Webbin kept private? And Doug Wilson gave a non-answer on that, which was not a good answer. So he's at least trying to ask critical questions, but the people around Doug Wilson, it's like when Tony Soprano, I'm going to sound like Eddie Robles going to this analogy, but it's like when Tony Soprano tells a bad joke to see and sees that everyone around him laughs except for Feech. And that's kind of the vibe I get out of the Moscow mood. That's kind of the Moscow mood at the moment, is that Doug Wilson makes a bad joke and everyone around him laughs at it, and they know it's a bad joke. So with that said, let's dive into this interview. And he's asked, why was this declaration needed then? So I don't know who's giving the interview. It does not specify, to my knowledge, who's giving this interview. It's Doug Wilson answering softball questions. Let's just call them what they are. And you know what questions they don't ask about are the unbiblical statements they make about false religions. So they don't ask anything about those. Shocker. Seems to be a common theme in the Moscow area not addressing the criticism of the Antioch Declaration, which I addressed, but Toby Sumter refused to address it. He's like, oh, there's a thing in Romans 11 that you disagree with the futurist interpretation of that, and that's the biggest quibble you could have. No, not at all. So anyway, why is the declaration needed? And Doug Wilson says, great question. Allow me to explain lay the strategic lay of the land. Kamala Harris was a terrible candidate, really terrible, and yet she got 74 million votes. Just imagine what might happen if the commies have 4 years to rummage around for a candidate who is not a charisma hole. Anybody who thinks that the Republican candidate of 2028 has the election in the bag is someone who is clearly experimenting with mushrooms. As a corollary, anyone who thinks that the neo-Nazis present any kind of real electoral threat is probably doing the same. And I just got to pause right there since we're about to get a follow-up question. He did not really answer the question here as to why it was needed, but as you can see, it's not to deal with an issue in the church, it's to deal with politics. It's about politics. It's about national politics is the entire answer that he's given thus far and will continue to give. But in any case, if J.D. Vance is presumably the 2028 frontrunner, I'm not saying he has it in the bag, but I think his chances are really good. Just saying. And what J.D. Vance in 2028 has to do with the Antioch Declaration, I have no idea how this will help him at all. If anything, it's just an obscure intra-reformed evangelical conflict. It's not going to have the reverberations in national politics where the attention span is much shorter than our attention span here as we have some conflicts that drag on for a few weeks, if not months at this point. So why is this a big deal to you then? The article that Doug Wilson posts continues. And Doug Wilson answers, do not think I am putting any ideas in the heads of the leftists here, because anybody who has thought about this for more than 5 minutes will already have thought of it. Let me give you the most obvious example, but there will be others also. Pete Hegseth has been nominated to be the next Secretary of Defense, a wonderful pick. He is an advocate of classical Christian education, an opponent of women in combat roles, and on top of that, he's a member of one of our correct churches. He was already going to be attacked as a white nationalist, far-right extremist, a theo-fascist, and all the rest of their tired drill. That was already going to happen. He is being attacked as being part of our circles and as someone who has been influenced by little old me. So again, they bring up Pete Hegseth, who is one of the few evangelicals that Trump has picked. And hey, that's not bad. I think Pete Hegseth and his activism on anti-wokeness in the military makes him a pretty solid pick for this. But as you can see, Doug Wilson is already framing this as we need to help him. So this whole declaration, they made it seem like this declaration was thought out for, quite some time, but has this really just been in the works since the election, since Trump started, announcing his picks for various cabinet positions? Is this really what this is about, is national politics and not angering the powers that be, many of which, might wear small hats? Because that's what this is about, is, a sinful partiality of one false religion as opposed to other false religions. Doug Wilson continues, and so then, like there was a signal given or something, a bunch of guys, not astute, let us call them Nazis, Nazi adjacent types, and aficionados of Nazi iconography, pop up in correct circles, and we have ourselves our controversy. This means that the commies, during Hegseth's confirmation hearing, will attempt to slander him with this kind of stuff, and they don't even have to make up any of the raw material for their slander. That service has already been provided by their crowdsourcing brigade of volunteers who have their own imaginations, think they are resisting the commies. Actually, they are just doing for free what the FBI imposters have been paid to do. And again, this is this is Doug Wilson channeling his inner James Lindsay here. And the Antioch Declaration does take some inspiration from James Lindsay, particularly when it's talking about the Hegelian dialect, which to me is just not a big deal. Like, stop focusing on the Hegelian dialect. Stop focusing on philosophy in general. That's just my opinion. And focus on, you know, theology, focus on politics, focus on winning and history and stuff like that. Stuff that's actually more useful. Just saying. I'm not a philosophy respecter. And, you know, any divergent opinions just give the left fuel. And sometimes we actually have to push the Overton window. I mean, and Doug Wilson's been a part of that. I don't want to say significant. I don't want to say insignificant. But he's been a part of that. And we got to push the Overton window. And I don't care. That's what the whole posture of no enemies on the right is. So Wilson continues. I wonder if any of those really dank memes, you know, the dark and zingy ones, might show up at his confirmation hearing. And this one, Mr. Chairman, from at Laser-Eyed Son of Dabney, a deacon at his in his church, reveals for us a cesspool in which our nominee has been swimming. Again, anyone who thinks this is going to play a major role in the nomination of any of Trump's appointees is just out of their mind. They don't understand politics, which does seem to be a theme about pastors in the United States. They don't understand politics. And it's just sad and oftentimes embarrassing that they don't understand politics. No, the vote for these nominees is already predetermined well before the nomination hearings. Like, they already know whether they're voting for a Trump nominee or not, because they generally know who these people are. So what good does this declaration do? And Doug Wilson answers, if this issue continues during his confirmation hearing now, as it almost certainly will, almost certainly, again, you don't understand politics, Doug Wilson, apparently. He can just point to the declaration. He can note that it was signed by Yuri Brito, the presiding minister of our denomination. I signed it. And a number of our leading men from our churches signed it. Fun fact, Pete Hegseth's pastor signed it. He's on the list. You know who didn't sign it? Chocolate Knox and Joe Rigney out of the Moscow Mood. Their names do not appear as signatories. If he has any wits about him, he will have signed it also. So if Pete does not sign it, he's dumb, is what Wilson just said there. He can also point to the proposed memorial from Huss Presbytery that the Creek has accepted it at as a first reading. And again, there are a couple woke memorials that were proposed in the Creek, and Doug Wilson was a part of them, and that it was just bad. And I don't want to read that because those are a separate issue. But he says, if Hegseth is concerned, then thank the Lord. We will have turned his head at the last minute, like Trump did at Butler. In short, he can point to all the work we have done, the kind of work which at the time was hooted at as unnecessary posturing. We saw the need for this kind of thing years ago, and it is even more necessary now, hence the declaration. If Hegseth is not confirmed, and this nonsense is any part of the controversy, I would say that all the revisionist Trumps should go in the mirror and thank themselves and step back about five paces and take a bow. This is just asinine logic by Doug Wilson. If Hegseth isn't confirmed, it would be our fault? What nonsense? Does he understand how the Senate works? Their votes are already predetermined. It's like a Supreme Court case. It's already predetermined. You think of the Dobbs decision, you think the merits of that case mattered? No, they had the votes to overturn Roe. They were going to do it. So this next part's also pretty interesting. Wait a minute, don't you take any responsibility for any of this? You all published Stephen Wolf's book, right? You blurbed the Torba Iskerber book, right? So what about that? And he says Stephen Wolf is a canon author. He kind of goes on to insult him a little bit. but says he hasn't violated his contract. And then he says that he did promote Gab, and now he no longer does. He says, in the pre-Elon days of suffering, of suffocating censorship, I pushed Gab hard for free speech reasons and went over there myself, but I couldn't figure out any way to keep nefarious Jews from popping up in my feed constantly, so I left. When I blurbed their book, the worrisome trajectory was not as obvious as it is now. And no, Andrew Torba was pretty based back then. I don't know what the trajectory is. If anything, he's more softer now, I guess. So anyway, these are the reasons that Doug Wilson gives for the Antioch Declaration. It is not based in a threat to the church. It is not based in a rising heresy. It is based in posturing for political appearances so that, you know, Pete Hegseth can get nominated and confirmed by the Senate. Now, I don't really believe that part. I think there's some subtext there, a literary device here. So he's talking about Pete Hegseth, but he means, and he's also talking about himself, that Doug Wilson's star, which is shining very bright right now, does not get exhausted or put out by accusations of anti-Semitism by woke individuals who want to shut it down. And that is what is going on here. And it needs to be called out. This is not about theology. It is about being liked by the world. And that is shameful. So, although I talked about Doug Wilson and his sycophants at Moscow, this does not apply. This criticism does not apply to James White or Joe Boot, who probably have different reasons for why they think this is necessary. I just want to clarify that at the end. As we come to this end of No Quarter November, I will give those two quarter on this particular point for now. But Doug Wilson, though, no, shame on him, because this is kind of selling out. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, it's the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this channel, do subscribe. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.